I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil with WMPR News. This week, state lawmakers on the Juvenile Justice Policy and Oversight Committee will meet again to discuss child welfare issues in Connecticut. One of the questions before them is whether the state should continue operating its locked facilities for juveniles in Middletown. Discussions about closing the Connecticut Juvenile Training School for Boys have come up many times over the years since it first opened in 2001. And naturally, these talks are troubling for DCF staff who work daily with the youth, kids who've experienced trauma in their lives. Sarah Leewalk is a youth services officer at the Juvenile Training School.
We really feel that we do the best job we can do, and we do a great job for the kids that are there.
She's a member of AFSCME Local 2663 and says DCF workers are still upset about video excerpts released by the Office of Child Advocate. The videos were part of an OCA investigation and showed instances when staff used face-down restraints and secluded youth after confrontations. Leewalk says the excerpts didn't tell the whole story.
We're not locking these kids up and just throwing them in their rooms and not giving them the nurturing that they need. Kids build relationships with the staff. They leave, and if something happens in the community and they come back, they're happy to be back.
How often these youth are sent back and why community interventions are not working are what needs to be examined, says child advocate Sarah Egan. Egan stresses she's respectful of the efforts of individual workers at the Juvenile Training School and the Pueblo Unit for Girls, but improvements must be made.
CJTS can't exist in a vacuum, and it couldn't close in a vacuum if that's what policymakers ultimately decide to do. The functioning and maintenance of residential treatment programs or juvenile incarceration facilities has to be based, one, on something that shows those programs are effective, but also, two, where do they fit in the continuum of care? So any decisions about CJTS and the girls program, Pueblo, have to be made in that context.
It costs the state more than $30 million a year to operate the locked juvenile units. Youth are sent there through the court system or if there aren't other programs available in the community to help them.